The Story Girl by L.M. Montgomery. Dedication. To my cousin Frederica E. Campbell, in remembrance of old days, old dreams, and old laughter. Chapter 1. The Home of Our Fathers. I do like a road because you can always be wondering what is at the end of it. The Story Girl said that once upon a time. Felix and I, on the May morning when we left Toronto for Prince Edward Island, had not then heard her say it, and indeed were but barely aware of the existence of such a person as the Story Girl. We did not know her at all under that name. We knew only that a cousin, Sarah Stanley, whose mother, our Aunt Felicity, was dead, was living down on the island with Uncle Roger and Aunt Olivia King, on a farm adjoining the old King homestead in Carlisle. We supposed we should get acquainted with her when we reached there, and we had an idea from Aunt Olivia's letters to her father that she would be quite a jolly creature. Further than that, we did not think about her. We were more interested in Felicity and Cecily and Dan, who lived on the homestead and would therefore be our roofmates for a season. But the spirit of the Story Girl's yet unuttered remark was thrilling in our hearts that morning as the train pulled out of Toronto. We were faring forth on a long road, and though we had some idea what would be at the end of it, there was enough glamour of the unknown about it to lend a wonderful charm to our speculations concerning it. We were delighted at the thought of seeing Father's old home and living among the haunts of his boyhood. He had talked so much to us about it and described its scenes so often and so minutely that he had inspired us with some of his own deep...